Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, March 4th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Recharge Resources announces name change and intention to spin out Pinchy Nickel Project and Redonda Copper Project to create two new public companies. Owned by existing Recharge shareholders, Blackstone Copper Corp. and Brookfield Minerals Corp., Recharge Resources Ltd. announces a name change to Vanguard Mining Corp. and plans to spin out the Pinchy Nickel Project and Redonda Copper Project into two new public companies, Blackstone Copper Corp. and Brookfield Minerals Corp. The company aims to focus on uranium exploration and development opportunities. The Pinchy Lake Nickel Project, to be owned by Brookfield Mining Corp., features promising nickel exploration in British Columbia. The Redonda Copper Project, to be owned by Blackstone Copper Corp., has shown significant copper and molybdenum mineralization. The spin-out transaction is subject to various conditions and regulatory approvals. Recharge Resources Ltd. is dedicated to exploring battery metals and uranium for renewable energy solutions.
UGI system upgrades in Manheim Township to impact traffic on Pleasure Road. UGI Utilities Inc. will begin work on a gas main replacement project along Pleasure Road in Manheim Township, Lancaster County, on March 10th. The construction will extend from McGrann Boulevard to Crest Lane and is expected to last a month. During this time, Pleasure Road will be open one way for westbound traffic, with eastbound traffic detoured onto Grandview Boulevard and McGrann Boulevard. Some parking restrictions may be in place. The work will take place Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., with the completion date subject to weather and working conditions. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information can be found at www.ugi.com.
Surety Industry unites on Capitol Hill to advocate for key legislative priorities. The Surety and Fidelity Association of America, SFAA, and the National Association of Surety Bond Producers, NASBP, recently led a legislative fly-in to advocate for key legislative priorities on Capitol Hill. Industry members met with Congress to discuss the importance of construction surety bonds and support the Water Infrastructure Subcontractor and Taxpayer Protection Act. This bipartisan legislation aims to strengthen the Water Infrastructure Subcontractor Finance and Innovation Act by requiring appropriate bonding for all projects, including public-private partnerships. Surety professionals highlighted the significant savings and benefits of surety bonding, emphasizing its role in protecting taxpayer dollars, ensuring project completion, and driving economic growth. SFAA President Ryan Work and NASBP CEO Mark McCallum underscored the vital role of surety bonds in supporting public infrastructure projects and thanked industry professionals for engaging with Congress. The industry leaders also discussed bonding requirements for various federal infrastructure projects, including ongoing P3 projects and the Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment Program. SFAA and NASBP are committed to continuing their dialogue with Congress, the administration, and federal agencies to advance key priorities that support projects nationwide.
Contractor Exchange and NORCAT enhance contractor compliance after RV Greater Sudbury. Contractor Exchange and NORCAT have partnered to provide an end-to-end solution for contractor risk management in response to the RV Greater Sudbury case. This partnership aims to help project owners demonstrate due diligence in contractor selection and risk management. Contractor Exchange offers a structured pre-qualification framework, while NORCAT provides training and certification programs for worksite-level risk management. At the corporate level, Contractor Exchange collects and verifies critical contractor data, enhancing risk management. This collaboration streamlines pre-qualification and contractor compliance, making it more accessible and cost-effective for organizations. By integrating industry-leading training, certification, and risk management capabilities, Contractor Exchange and NORCAT aim to help businesses navigate evolving regulatory requirements with confidence and efficiency.
Innovative Designs, Inc. reaches profitability for first time by reporting of record sales results in fiscal year 2024, delivering almost 300% revenue increase versus previous year. Innovative Designs, Inc. has reached profitability for the first time with record sales results in fiscal year 2024, boasting a nearly 300% revenue increase compared to the previous year. The sales of their superior evacuated cell home insulation continue to surge into the fiscal first quarter of 2025. The company attributes this success to the rising demand for their unmatched Insultex house wrap, which has been recognized as the best option to satisfy new government building codes. With robust sales continuing into 2025, Innovative Designs is working on accelerating product production rates to meet the growing demand. CEO Joseph A. Richelli Jr. expressed excitement about the company's financial success and plans to expand production and marketing efforts. Stay tuned for details on the upcoming shareholders conference.
Codal Electric Supply celebrates 50 years of growth with expansion plans for 2025. Codal Electric Supply, a leader in electrical distribution and a proud member of the Sonepar network of companies, celebrates its 50th anniversary in 2025. The company plans to expand with a 150,000-square-foot automated central distribution center in Las Vegas and three new branch locations. Founded in 1975, Codal has grown into a leading distributor with more than 530 associates and 18 branches. The company is set to achieve record estimated revenue in 2025, with expansion plans including a new customer delivery center in Las Vegas, a Pro Logistics Center, a Will Call branch in Saratoga Springs, a branch relocation, and a new branch in Idaho Falls. Codal's commitment to innovation and exceptional service has been key to their success over the years.
Optimize maintenance operations in Business Central with Maintenance Manager. InsightWorks introduces Maintenance Manager, a solution to simplify and optimize maintenance processes for manufacturing, warehousing, and asset-intensive industries within Microsoft Dynamics 365 Business Central. By automating task scheduling, integrating with Business Central's core functions, and transitioning from reactive to proactive maintenance strategies, Maintenance Manager improves resource utilization, reduces equipment failures, and lowers maintenance costs. This CMMS system centralizes maintenance operations, streamlines work order management, and incorporates preventive maintenance to ensure critical assets remain operational. With features like automated scheduling, real-time mobile access, and seamless integration with Business Central's inventory system, Maintenance Manager enhances maintenance efficiency for manufacturers and asset managers. To learn more, visit maintenancefordynamics.com or contact your Microsoft partner today. UGI requests a natural gas base rate increase. UGI Utilities, Inc., Gas Division has filed a request with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission to increase base rates for residential, commercial, and industrial customers by $110.4 million annually. If approved, residential heating customers could see a 10.8% increase, while commercial and industrial customers could see increases of 8.6% and 7.5%, respectively. The requested increase would cover ongoing costs for system improvements and operations to maintain safe and reliable natural gas service. The company's filing includes over $786 million in investments for system improvements not reflected in current rates, including the replacement of non-contemporary pipelines. The proposed rate increase would only impact the delivery charge portion of a customer's bill, with the new rates potentially taking effect in October 2025 after a 9-month PUC proceeding. Customers can find more information on UGI's website or by calling 1-800-276-2722. George Stones, redefining stone project solutions on a global scale. George Stones, a globally recognized leader in the stone industry, offers premium building materials, expert design services, site management, and installation guidance. With a state-of-the-art facility and a commitment to quality, George Stones ensures precision and excellence in every project. They provide a wide range of services, including building material supply, site surveying, design services, quality control, and safe packaging. With 128 international partners, George Stones continues to expand globally, driven by a dedicated team of professionals. Committed to quality and sustainability, they hold certifications and prioritize eco-friendly practices. Choose George Stones for comprehensive solutions, premium quality, global expertise, a customer-centric approach, and sustainability. Partner with George Stones to bring your project to life with innovation, quality, and expertise. Baltese Ackerman Commercial Development sells 307,000 CEF, Door Lane Logistics Center. Baltese Ackerman Commercial Development has sold the 307,000 square foot Door Lane Logistics Center in Schertz, Texas. The property, fully leased to private investors from California, is a Class A distribution center providing easy access to major highways. Ackerman & Co. Principal Jeff Bryant expressed gratitude for the City of Schertz's support. MEI Rigging and Crating and Quality Custom Distribution are the current tenants. Ackerman & Co. continues to focus on industrial development in Texas with over 3 million square feet completed or in progress. The partnership is investing in new projects like Corporate Drive Industrial Park in Selma and TriPoint Logistics Center in Seguin, among others. JLL, a global commercial real estate company, represented Baltese Ackerman in the transaction. Partners, a leading commercial real estate firm, facilitated the leases on behalf of ownership. DoorPro America expands presence in New Jersey with Liberty Door and Awning Partnership. DoorPro America, a leading installer and service provider of residential garage doors, has acquired Liberty Door and Awning, a family-owned provider of door solutions in New Jersey. With Liberty's established reputation for quality and craftsmanship, this partnership will allow DoorPro America to expand its footprint in New Jersey and offer a wider range of products and services. Both companies are excited about the growth opportunities this acquisition will bring as they work together to provide exceptional customer service and value to their customers. This move marks an important milestone for DoorPro America as it continues to solidify its position in the garage door industry.
Innovative Designs, Inc. reports record sales results to shareholders. Innovative Designs, Inc. reports record sales results to shareholders, with fiscal third quarter revenues more than doubling the same period in 2023 and a 285% increase in the first 9 months of fiscal 2024. The company also notes accelerating order flow and a record backlog in 2024 compared to no backlog in 2023. Plans for an investor conference call and shareholders meeting in the second quarter are in place. Sales growth is attributed to new government building codes requiring continuous insulation, with Insultex house wrap proving to be the best solution. The company is focusing on increasing production capabilities to meet rising demand and has plans for further manufacturing, production, marketing programs, and product certifications. Joseph A. Richelli, the new CEO, expresses gratitude to shareholders and outlines plans for the future, including timely financial reporting and exploring marketing opportunities beyond the building industry.
Metavesco's Epic Labor Books. November revenue of $185,072, plans major expansion in Q1 2025. Metavesco Inc. reported that its subsidiary, Epic Labor Inc., generated $185,072 in revenue during November 2024, demonstrating early success in the blue-collar staffing market. CEO Ryan Schadel highlighted plans for operational efficiency and growth in Q1 2025, including expanding geographic reach, investing in recruitment technologies, and forming industry partnerships. Metavesco aims to position Epic Labor as a leader in the sector by leveraging financial resources and expertise. Shareholders can anticipate increased revenue and competitive margins as the company accelerates its efforts. Harper Surveying sets new standards with precision surveying equipment. Harper Surveying has set a new standard in the surveying industry with precision engineered equipment catering to professionals seeking advanced technology, durability, and affordability. Their comprehensive product range includes manual and robotic total stations, high-resolution laser scanners, and data collectors. With a focus on quality and reliability since 1999, Harper Surveying has earned recognition, including an award at the Asia E-Commerce Awards 2024. Affordable pricing and exceptional customer support further distinguish them in the market. Their robotic total stations streamline operations on large-scale projects, enhancing efficiency. Harper Surveying's commitment to innovation ensures professionals can stay ahead in the ever-changing industry, equipped with cutting-edge technology for success. Aviontique year-end rebate promo, save on avionics test equipment. Aviontique, a trusted name in the aviation industry for high-quality avionics test equipment, is offering a limited-time rebate promo until December 31, 2024. Customers purchasing selected items can enjoy special rebates and receive a complimentary iPad or Bose earbuds with each completed order. This promotion is a token of appreciation for valued clients who trust Aviontech for their aviation test equipment needs. To claim the rebate and your free gift, simply mention the promotion when placing your order. Aviontech will also be participating in upcoming trade shows in 2025, including Verticon 2025, AEA 2025, and MRO Americas 2025. Visit their booth to explore the latest offerings and take advantage of exclusive show promotions.
Siyata Mobile shifts manufacturing to the U.S. as Made in America takes off. Siyata Mobile Inc., a global vendor of PTTC devices and cellular signal booster systems, is relocating manufacturing of its SD7 rugged handsets and upcoming 5G handsets to the U.S. The move comes as the White House promotes Made in America policies, with Siyata aiming to capitalize on the trend. The company expects to begin U.S. manufacturing operations in the first quarter of 2025. Siyata's shift coincides with positive market acceptance, including a deal with T-Mobile US Inc. for its SD7 Ultra Series 5G handsets. In Q3, Siyata reported revenue of $5.9 million, up over 200% year-over-year. The company sees the move as a strategic milestone that will enhance sales opportunities and strengthen its position in the market.
Mary Marcus appointed CEO of New Age Industries, Inc. Mary Marcus has been appointed as the CEO of New Age Industries, Inc., the parent company of Advanta Pure and New Age Performance Products. With a background in supply chain operations and various leadership roles within the company since 2008, Mary has been instrumental in the growth and success of the organization. Her appointment as CEO has been met with enthusiasm and support from the board of directors, recognizing her dedication and commitment to the company, its team members, and global partners. Mary's leadership has been pivotal in establishing single-use sterilization programs, expanding cleanroom production suites, and launching a new manufacturing site in Europe. With a bachelor's degree in business administration and a master's degree in organizational development, Mary is poised to lead New Age Industries into the next chapter of success. Virtual replicas for real-world solutions, digital twins in action. Scientists have introduced a revolutionary digital twin DT platform designed to transform the process industry. This cutting-edge platform creates a highly accurate virtual replica of physical systems, allowing companies to optimize operations, enhance productivity, and fuel innovation. Equipped with advanced modeling capabilities, the new DT system offers features such as predictive analytics, real-time optimization, and scenario simulation. Researchers from Zhejiang University unveiled their novel generation modeling, NGM system, offering a groundbreaking approach to industrial modeling. Leveraging the open-source programming language Modelica, NGM models chemical, electrical, thermal, and fluid systems for peak performance. This breakthrough paves the way for safer and more optimized industrial control systems, redefining industrial practices and setting new standards for smart manufacturing.
World Electric opens regional distribution center in Hialeah Gardens, Florida. World Electric, a Sonepar company, has opened a new 266,000-square-foot regional distribution center in Hialeah Gardens, Florida. The state-of-the-art facility features climate control, automated lighting controls, and picking robots to better serve residential, commercial, and industrial customers in South Florida. With a focus on providing specialty services and faster delivery times, World Electric aims to meet the evolving needs of their customers. The RDC will also implement Locus robots in early 2025 for more efficient automated picking. Managed by Rodrigo Aguilar, the facility will offer a full line of color wire and parallel wire poles, as well as specialty services like prefabrication, kitting, and pro logistics services. Learn more about World Electric at worldelectricsupply.com. Ensuring confined space safety compliance, a critical step for workplace safety. The newly released guide offers essential insights into OSHA standards, safety requirements, and best practices for working in confined spaces. It aims to educate employers and workers on the unique challenges posed by these potentially hazardous environments. Key highlights include detailed explanations of OSHA standards for confined spaces in general industry and construction, step-by-step guidance on identifying confined spaces, evaluating hazards, and implementing safety measures, as well as critical pre-entry safety requirements. The article emphasizes the importance of continuous monitoring, clear communication, and proper equipment usage in confined space operations. DCS Rescue specializes in confined space rescue and emergency response services, providing valuable resources for employers looking to enhance safety protocols and ensure compliance with OSHA regulations. Front Signs unveils new large-scale project for the Lancaster Auto Mall. Front Signs has completed the installation of 12 eye-catching displays for the Lancaster Auto Mall, towering over the 14 freeway. These displays feature iconic automotive brands like Ford, Toyota, and Jeep, creating round-the-clock visibility with energy-efficient LED lights. The project not only enhances the auto mall's innovative image, but also improves wayfinding for customers. By attracting attention and increasing activity, the signage project stimulates the local economy, positioning Lancaster as a thriving hub for future investment. This initiative showcases how innovative infrastructure can benefit both commercial and civic interests, driving sustained economic growth and enhancing the community's reputation.
Exonia Medical announces exclusive partnerships with leading biotechnology and microbiology equipment manufacturers. Exonia Medical, a leading provider of lab equipment, has announced exclusive partnerships with major manufacturers in the biotechnology and microbiology fields. Collaborating with companies like Abbott, Beckman Coulter, and Roche, Exonia Medical ensures labs worldwide have access to top-quality instruments for research and diagnostics. Specializing in PCR cyclers, ventilators, hematology analyzers, and DNA-RNA purification equipment, Exonia Medical guarantees reliability and innovation in every product. CEO Dr. Lee Johnson emphasizes the importance of offering the best equipment available to laboratories, working with top brands to provide quality and support. With a wide product range and excellent customer service, Exonia Medical is a top choice for biotechnology and microbiology labs seeking cutting-edge solutions. Stocks to watch as China tightens control over antimony exports. The U.S.-China trade conflict escalates as Beijing bans exports of critical minerals like antimony to the United States, impacting defense and technology sectors. With China controlling nearly half of global antimony mining, companies like Lockheed Martin face supply chain disruptions. Military Metals Corp. is strategically acquiring mineral-rich properties to secure alternative sources of antimony, while Perpetua Resources advances the Stibnite Gold Project in Idaho to produce both gold and antimony for national security. United States Antimony Corporation expands in Alaska to develop domestic sources of critical minerals. These companies are crucial in addressing the West's dependency on adversarial nations for essential resources amidst rising tensions. Berhani Engineers and Swiss Contact Propel, a partner to empower Kenya's youth with skilled training. Berhani Engineers Limited, a leading engineering company in Kenya, has partnered with Swiss Contact to launch the Propel apprenticeship program, aimed at empowering Kenyan youth with skills in plumbing and electrical sectors. This initiative addresses the skills gap and youth unemployment in Kenya by providing students with theoretical knowledge and hands-on experience. The program, implemented at Don Bosco Boys Town Technical Institute in Nairobi, equips students with essential skills for the workforce. Obid Bosaira, a student in the program, is gaining practical experience at Berhani Engineers, enhancing his engineering skills. This collaboration demonstrates how private companies can support talent development and create a skilled workforce for the future.
McEwen Mining, MIAC's subsidiary, secures key environmental approval for Los Azules Copper Project. McEwen Mining, through its subsidiary McEwen Copper Inc., has received approval for the environmental impact assessment for its Los Azules Copper Project in Argentina. This milestone demonstrates the company's commitment to sustainability and sets the project up for feasibility studies, construction, and operation. With plans for renewable energy use and carbon neutrality by 2038, McEwen Mining is leading in environmentally responsible mining. A definitive feasibility study is expected in early 2025, with construction potentially starting in 2026. To learn more about McEwen Mining, visit their website at www.mcewenmining.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.